I was sitting with my husband's hospice nurse yesterday, just kind of, I thought, was sharing my feelings. And she said to me, "You're always talking about other people's feelings. What about yours?" And as she said that, the conflict rose. I have been with my husband for 26 years. We have 7 children together. And I love him. I'm going to miss him. But he also has a degenerative disorder that I'm already grieving the loss of the connection that we had. I'm already grieving the anticipatory loss, but also feeling guilty about this feeling of I'm ready for it to be over. And then I feel like, well, that's almost saying I want him dead, which is horrible. And so then I again attack myself. And so I want to start by saying, when we teach or believe absolute truth, one thing is bad, one thing is good, it creates guilt and shame. And guilt and shame do not feel good. They are not healthy. And as I wrestle with this, I know in my brain, and this is what I'm teaching, that we have to integrate these two truths. Those are my real feelings. And it would be wonderful if I could say, oh, I'm blessed. I'm so happy that I had this 26 years. I'm so happy and grateful that God will take him, and this is all a part of life. But if you know my story, this is not normal grief. I have experienced every type of grief, starting in 2005 when my son Johnny died in a drowning accident. Sudden, unexpected. We had this, what we thought was a perfect family, and then it's gone. But I had 6 children to raise. I didn't have time to stop and grieve. And then I went through a period of 10 plus years of grieving what could have been with my son, Reggie. Reggie was born normal. And then in 2006, started having seizures. 2009, we found out that it was a rare neurodegenerative condition. So although as a mother, I never accepted that he was dying, I had to constantly grieve what he'd never be able to do. And first it was, oh, he'll never be cognitively normal. Oh, he'll never be able to hold a job. And this was, you know, after a year of thinking, okay, if we work real hard with him, maybe he could hold a job. If we do lots of therapies, maybe he'll fall in love and get married. And as he got worse and worse and worse, I had to grieve over and over again the hopes and dreams that I had for my child. And then when he passed in 2016, I have to grieve his death. And my other daughter, Maya, with the same disorder that has my husband on hospice today, I had to begin to grieve those things, that maybe she would never be normal. Maybe she would never marry. And then my son Reggie died in 2016 after years of traumatic medical things. And then my daughter died in her sleep in 2021. I know grief. And the place that I'm in right now is different. It was not conflicting to grieve my children. It caused spiritual conflict, and I talk about that in lots of other videos. But it wasn't conflicting in my heart and soul. I was fighting for them, and I lost. There was never this conflict. And I have a choice opportunity that you can download in the link in the description, and it's called Dialectical Thinking in Grief. Dialectical thinking is a big word that we use in psychology that basically says two what presumably are opposite can both be true. Remember I said earlier, teaching absolute truth, absolute right and wrong, creates guilt and shame. And so when we think dialectical thinking, we should be thinking about these two things are true. How can we integrate these two things? So for me right now, it's this conflict of my husband is on hospice. We've been married for 26 years. We have raised 7 children. We have been through tremendous loss together. We had a beautiful connection. I love him. I've lost him. I'm losing him. I will lose him to death. But then there's this other part of me that is so over grief. I just want to be done. And I want it to be over. And that sounds so horrible. And I think hospice is, the service of hospice is a beautiful thing because many of them understand this. They don't judge those feelings. And the nurse really validated that this is a normal feeling. That this anticipatory grief, that watching your loved one suffer, not having a connection, is something that a lot of people go through. And I want to be real and vulnerable and open with you so that if you are feeling those feelings, you don't feel the guilt and shame. And if you do, you're struggling with letting that go. It's a reality of this dialectical thinking. So there's 3 pieces of advice that I can give you here. 1, dialectical thinking is actually a mature thought process. You think about the conflicts in the world and people who are, you know, absolutely, I am 100% right, my way or the highway. That is a very rigid, non-mature process of thinking, right? Being able to acknowledge that two things that presumably are opposite can both be true is a mature thinking. The second advice that I want to give you is that we can integrate those things, right? We can integrate them, not just thinking, you know, opposite sides, you know, the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other, right? And constantly going back and forth. That produces conflict. And I struggle with that. You know, I'll talk to myself nicely and give myself grace and understanding. And then that negative guy or gal just starts to feed in, right? But we can, when we integrate those things, it can provide a contentment or peace that surpasses the normal conflict understanding. And the last thing is to, and I say this often, wherever you are in this process of grief, that you give yourself grace. oftentimes I'll go through and I'll do these teachings, and then, you know, the very next day or that night, I find myself doing exactly the opposite of what I'm teaching. But I'm human, and I'm really going through these things. And so it is important to continue to give myself grace. My name is Christy Bundukumara. I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner with over 20 years of clinical experience. But as you can see, if you've gotten this far, my real experience comes from my story of resiliency and strength and learning to truly process grief and find joy. It's a hard battle if you've been through intense grief, but I urge you to embrace it and subscribe, follow. The next video that you could watch is No One's Gonna Rescue You. And I know that's hard. We want to sometimes be rescued. But you can do this. I truly believe that we can find our mental strength.